4 CPA Mobile. W4NGU. Bill, how are you doing this evening?
Geelong in the cool. Looks like the clouds are breaking. I don't think we're going to get any snow.
Thing about snow, my sister got some last night up in Maggie Valley, but evidently it wasn't much to talk about. But anywho, so how was your day?
Good. Got a few things done for the man, and I think next year I'll just take me a little ride up north somewhere and see me some snow.
Yeah, Gerald, chill.
The neighborhood. I knew it couldn't last long. How you doing, Tom?
I never. Of course, as I tell ND7J, that's one. Good evening, Dave and Phil. I just wanted to say that I just heard on the weather report that next Monday will be the coldest weather we've seen in the last 3 years.
My goodness, that's going to be run the faucets time.
Bites me to no end.
I've been really hurting this Arthur during this front after front after front, but gee-many, they said it's the coldest weather coming since 2018.
Any precip?
Oh, I think that's too far out, Phil, but they said extremely frigid weather, and that's about all I know about it right now. I didn't pay that close of attention, but I don't think so.
Well, I guess Mr. Andy has checked in.
They interrupted our conversation.
Yeah, I'd rather Andy just jumped in there himself. That check-in thing drives me up the walls, and the audio comes through exponentially hotter. And I'm not fond of it, put it that way, but I'm not the one that takes care of the repeater either.
It seems that for many years, commercials have been louder than regular programming on TV. But I believe it's the Peacock Network we get streaming that she's got several series she likes to watch. One of them's Return to the Chateau or something. We love that thing. But the commercials are at least twice as loud. We have complained to Charter. I mean, it will knock you out of the chair. You have to sit there and watch with the remote in your hand and mute during commercials. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just mute the dang things. I don't even watch them. We sit there and talk during the commercials. Don't even look at the TV.
Well, you know, I think the advertisers would like to know that because they're getting less effectiveness if we're turning it off.
We do, Dave. I won't listen to them. It's like a CDL license. Cars, drugs, and lawyers is what I call it. And I despise them. Joe Namath and all.
Watching Call All Nines?
Call All Twos, them lawyers. And I don't like that Tom Selleck stooping to new lows to advertise reverse mortgages.
Yes, that's a mess. That gets old people in trouble. And theoretically, they say we won't make you leave your house, but there won't be anything for the kids. And that's just a mess.
That's awful, Tom.
Oh, I heard Phil distinctly.
A better radio. He must be closer to the repeater than I am. I'm headed away from it. I'm down in a hole, too, so. But I said, to any of those attorneys that advertise on TV, you definitely don't want to use them. That's why they're advertising on TV. they need some income.
I don't know, David. You don't spend those kind of dollars unless you're bringing it back in, and those guys have been doing it for a long time. I would tend to think it's working for them.
They'd be the last ones that I'd ever use just because I hate their advertisements. Oh, boy, and I got two lawyers in my family. One of them was a JAG lawyer, and the other one's still up in Washington, D.C., and if the one in Washington, D.C. is any example of that, honesty's not the winning thing, put it that way.
The Barry attorney, 16 feet deep. Go ahead. Because deep down, they're good fellows.
I had to think on that one.
Enough.
That's two.
CPA.
You go hit three, David, and be in trouble.
Tom's more bark than he is bite.
Notice those three sticks of stuff magnetically hooked to the bottom of your car with rare earth samarium cobalt magnets and some C4.
There was. I stuck that on my neighbor's car. So I thought he might enjoy it better than me.
I'm playing running, David.
To go by the hobby place and get something to hook up to the glow plug, and I attempt to start it. Well, I need to clean the gas tank out, too.
Get out there now, Phil.
Oh, I'd love to see him fly sometime. My little old drone's not worth nothing.
Cold air is better for lift. It's more dense.
Well, I see was that smart, Phil, but I'll have to put a star on the wall for him there.
Well, that takes away one, so now he's got two to go.
Plus, your car makes more horsepower in cold. When it's drawing that cold air in the intake, it makes more horsepower because of the denser air. It's cooler, so it's more dense. More air, more horsepower.
Tom, I never will forget. I was at the Greenville downtown airport just watching planes take off back when you could just sit up there and watch them. And a plane took off and headed toward Roper Mountain, which is where my parents live, which is just a big molehill. It's not really a mountain, but they call it that. But, you know, I'm sure they'd done all the calculations and everything, but it was a hot, muggy summer, and that guy just barely got enough lift to get over that thing. I bet it scared him to death.
Yeah, it was noticeably different when you got shot off the aircraft carrier. If it was that way, you got hit harder.
Fire just maintained.
No, I was a crew member, so I actually flew. There was four of us on that plane. I flew in two different planes, but that one, I could just lean over to the left and look right out the front of the cockpit. You know, I could reach up and touch the pilot or the co-pilot on the shoulder.
Hey, so you were the navigator?
No, we had a pilot and a tactical coordinator and co-pilot. He did both. When you were hunting submarines, he was a tactical coordinator, but he was the co-pilot. And then the left seat was radar, electronic countermeasures, magnetic anomaly detection, and sniffer. And the right seat was Julian Jezebel, and that was seat three and seat four. And I completed seat three and graduated to seat four, which was acoustical warfare. So we ran the sensors, let's say, Dave.
Okay, so you were looking for a target in the water. I guess you were over the ocean most of the time, the Pacific, I guess.
Our primary was anti-submarine warfare. We had passive electronic countermeasures. But in the left seat, I would vector the pilot in for maritime reconnaissance, and we would run in on targets. We used to go up to the Salton Sea and practice on a target down to the end of the Salton Sea, which was, I think, 250-some feet below sea level. So your barometric altimeter wasn't too good there, Phil. Over.
How scary was landing on those decks, Tom? Is that something that only a young man will do, or would you do it again if you had a chance?
I'd do it again if I had a chance. I didn't like shipboard life. I was from Kansas, and they said they didn't rock, and they did. But I had a hard time getting used to that. But it wasn't really on there for a long period of time. I got transferred to a P-3 Orion squadron. I put in for duty with my brother after Bernice and I got married so I could get off of that thing. I did. I liked it. It was a lot of fun. The pilots and them, they didn't call it a landing. They called it a controlled crash. And you hit awfully hard when you come in, put it that way. You was running. That plane was an S-2 Grumman Tracker, S-2 D's and E's, and we would land at probably 120 miles an hour, 100 knots or so, and a lot of the jets, though, some of those were 140 to 160 mile an hour on those big carriers. Ours was 895 feet long, and the bigger carriers were, a little over 1,000, up to about 1,100. We were CVS, anti-submarine warfare, and they don't use those anymore. And it was a World War II carrier, USS Bennington. Now the big CVAs do anti-submarine and everything else.
You were running 140 to 160 when you touched down?
No, I say the jets, like the Vigil Andy, I think, landed at around 160 miles an hour, or H5C or something like that. I wasn't on a CVA, but I was familiar with them. They were reconnaissance aircraft. They called them a Hangar Bay Queen. Planes like the F-4s and these F-14s, F-18s and that. They've made them where they can land a little bit slower, but they're still in the area of 140. They've got to be above their stall speed, put it that way.
Because if you're coming in too low, they tell you to pull up or wave you off. But I've stood on the wing of a F-18 and looked in the cockpit. We stayed at the Marine Air Base right on the flight line in the barracks. They were right on the flight line. The F-18s took off at 4 o'clock in the morning, so that was your alarm clock because you couldn't miss it. Well, I'm going to jump on out of here and y'all carry on, and I'm going to see if I can hit a tennis ball. I'll say 73s, KP4 CBA.
See you, David.
Have a good time. It's cold out there. There's 15-mile-an-hour wind, 7 miles an hour steady from the northeast, and 39 degrees here with a wind chill of 33. Too cold for tennis. Yeah, Phil, it was a rough landing, and there was something else I was going to tell you about. Bernice is over here running a calculator on something, but I lost my train of thought. But the very first landing that I landed on there, they hadn't told us. We hit the deck, and you got four wires, and you shoot for the number two wire, and they grade you on it. And we wore full helmets and flight suits and all, and when we hit the deck, I heard, "Bolter, bolter." Now, what the heck is a bolter? About that time, my stomach just fell out. And you land on the angle deck, and then you taxi up and park wherever they tell you. But if you miss on the angle deck, as soon as you touch down, they go full throttle right up against those wires. Then that way, you have enough speed to go off the end of the angle deck and climb back out and do another approach. And that's what a bolter was. Boy, did I lose my stomach that first time. I thought, oh no, we're ditching.
I don't think I want any part of that. Well, did you ever see any of them miss the cables and go in the water?
No, I wasn't aboard the carrier stationed with that squadron in San Diego, North Island for a year and a half, but I didn't spend that much time on the carrier. I did fly a lot, but I didn't go out on the carrier that much. And we were getting ready to go to Vietnam when I transferred off of it to my brother's squadron, and they were getting ready to go to Vietnam 6 months later. And so we went together, but the Bennington left shortly after I left. And, well, Bernice, I had a chance to bring her out and get her off the farm and get settled up there in Mountain View, California, which is up by San Jose. And that was why I did it. And she got a job and, you know, felt good about that. Because we just got married not long before that. And to get her out there and get settled and get a car and all that stuff, it was an experience.
I'd love to hear some more stories in person. Takes a lot of nerve, but of course when you're young, you're indestructible and things like that don't worry you. But that's something else. Well, did you get a call from your friend that you were expecting today?
I'm joking after what happened. I just hope he did that. He said he had to write it, which you know what I'm talking about. And I give him the go-ahead. But, geez, I would have rather it been in the AM than the PM, if you follow me.
Well, I don't know what he's talking about. That just takes a two-second click. That's just the nomenclature they use on it. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. But I'm about where I'm going, and I'll be back on the road after a while. So you have a good one. Hello, Bernice, and do send me a menu tonight so I can pine away over it. W4, never give up listening for your final.
Okay, Phil. Yeah, I wish that could have been times two. I told Amy, but she wouldn't bite. And I even told her I'd help her out on it, but she didn't want to go up. And just one of those things. The timing wasn't right for her. But she did pay attention, especially after. You have a good day. There was something else I was going to tell you. And I can't remember what it was, but yeah, that was quite a journey for us, I'll tell you, especially after Bernice had been on the farm for 18 years. And they never even had a telephone on the farm until she graduated high school and had one put in, Phil. And then it was a party line. But I'm glad she did. Best thing to ever happen to me. Oh, the menu, we just had warmed up chili, which was delicious tonight, and a little pastrami sandwich. But I took your hint and tried some of that fresh salmon from down at Aldi's, and Amy gave us a recipe this afternoon, so we're going to have salmon for dinner tomorrow night. 73's Phil, and thank you very much again. This is NGLTR.
NKR. Are clear, and that meeting is tonight.
MKR, send 0TR. Well, I think somebody turned down the deviation on that, and it was really good when you checked in then and didn't blast your ears out of here. That was my only complaint on that. And maybe someone was listening. Or my old hearing's gone. This is 0TR, Tom.
A little bit less loud this time. I wasn't sure. I was listening a little bit earlier, and so I really don't know. But hopefully it's down a bit. So KD9MKR, clear.
It's a good day. This is 0TR.